Now, from the Dynamic Studios in Lansing, Michigan, the party is about to begin.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah.
Best of the best.
Number five is alive.
Where's the beat?
The Retro Show is on the air. Here's Retro Joe.
Welcome in. I'm Retro Joe, and it's that time of the weekend where we forget the present and get caught up in the past with the best party music from the 80s and 90s, plus the 70s disco lounge is one destination later in the show. Let's begin with a huge dance hit from a movie about dancing, but one that never had a dance remix until recently. Footloose by Kenny Loggins never had a special version, so I got a hold of the original tracks and remixed my own. Kicking off the party, here's the exclusive 35th anniversary remix of Footloose on the Retro Show.
Retro Show Flashback, 1984.
You and I in a little toy show.
Ba-da-ba-ba, yeah, a 90s flashback from CNC Music Factory featuring Freedom Williams, Gonna Make You Sweat, featured vocals by Martha Wash of the Weather Girls, but not only was she not credited for her vocals on the song, she wasn't the one who appeared in the video either. That was a model named Zelma Davis. Retro Joe just getting the party started. The Retro Show continues with a trip to Miami in 1985 and a 1990 hit by Faith No More.
Now, more Retro Show with Retro Joe.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd. And I'm here tonight to stand up for the rights of other nerds. All our lives, we've been laughed at and made to feel inferior. And tonight, they trashed our house. Why? Because we're smart? Because we look different? Well, we're not. I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
The Retro Show. Baby, I can rock it all night. One thing I know I can do.
The Retro Show.
I Found Someone was a top 10 hit in 1987 for Cher, written by a guy you might have heard of by the name of Michael Bolton. Before Cher, some requested music by the Jets for Melanie. Rocket to You was the fourth of five top 10s from the Wolfgram family, and they finally got that faucet fixed. Now let's head to the streets, beaches, and marinas of Miami, circa 1985. It's Jan Hammer with a theme from the wildly popular TV show starring Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas. It's the Miami Vice theme.
It's a Retro Show TV memory.
I thought that Frederick might enjoy himself.
Enjoy himself in a bar? He's 11 months old. What kind of values can he learn here?
Well, I thought the place had a lot to offer.
Oh, please. He'll never learn to speak in this environment.
Afternoon, everybody.
He said, Mommy.
You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
The Retro Show.
This week's forgotten classic was the follow-up to Poison's top 10 debut hit, Talk Dirty to Me, and I Want Action landed right in the middle of the Hot 100, peaking at number 50 in 1987. I'm Retro Joe, and this is your music from the 80s and 90s on The Retro Show. Check out our Facebook page at Retro Show with Retro Joe. It's brand new, and I'd love to meet you there.
Listen to the countdown.
What?
It's time for the countdown.
We have more songs than you can shake a stick at.
The top 10 tunes from one moment in 80s history on the Billboard chart.
That is the maximum number you can shake a stick at.
Here's Retro Joe with this week's Retro Rundown.
This week, it's the top 10 from December 25th, 1982. I'll get it started with the number 10 song right after we check out the highest debut that week on the Hot 100. Debuting pretty high at number 43 and headed to number 3. This was brand new on the chart from the Stray Cats. Their second hit was Stray Cat Strut. Brian Setzer led the Stray Cats to 4 top 40 hits in the early 80s, and the first three made the top 10. Stray Cat Strut made its debut on December 25th, 1982. All right, it's time to count down the top 10 for the chart with the date of Christmas of 1982. After leaving the Commodores the year before and then teaming up with Diana Ross for the mega hit Endless Love, Lionel Richie kept up his chart-topping ways and took this one to number 1. Falling back down from number 5 to number 10, here's one of Lionel's most beautiful solo ballads. This is Truly.
Girl.
Oh, do you have goosebumps too? I know I do. Truly was the first single from Lionel Richie's self-titled album, and it was the second of a dozen top 10 hits in a row. Retro Joe with a rundown just underway, and a band we just heard with their brand new song. Not only did Stray Cats debut with their second hit on December 25th, 1982, but they also peaked at number 9 that same week with their first hit. Holding at that number 9 spot, here's Rock This Town.
Well, maybe me when late Saturday night.
The Weekly Rundown.
It's a countdown extra.
A great countdown extra from the chart of December 25th, 1982. That's Sammy Hagar with Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy. Sammy made a big jump into the top 40 that week, climbing from number 54 to number 39. Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy was Sammy Hagar's sixth hit overall, but his first to make the top 40 and to reach number 13 in early 1983.
3, 2, 1. It's the Weekly Rundown, the top 10 from the Billboard Hot 100 on the Retro Show with Retro Joe.
Count down the hits from December 25th, 1982, where these Australians were on their way to their second number one in a row. Here are Men at Work with Down Under.
Traveling in a freight out combi.
It's the Weekly Rundown, 1982, on the Retro Show with Retro Joe. Number 7.
That was Marvin Gaye's 53rd Hot 100 hit in his final top 10. Sexual Healing was up a notch to number 7 on December 25th, 1982, and it would climb to a peak of number 3. All right, it's time to check out another countdown extra. The Queen of Disco was making the transition to the 80s with a mellow sound for this one, and it made the biggest move on the Hot 100 that week. Jumping 18 spots to number 60, here's Donna Summer with her eventual number 33 hit, The Woman in Me.
You know, baby.
And now, on with the countdown.
It's the Weekly Rundown on the Retro Show with Retro Joe.
It's the Retro Show's look back at the charts of the 80s. I'm Retro Joe with a spotlight on December 25th, 1982. We enter the top 5 with the biggest of 13 hits by this late singer from Brewster, New York. After peaking at number 2 for 3 weeks, Laura Branigan falls from number 3 to number 5 with Gloria.
Gloria.
Kick 'em when they're up. Kick 'em when they're down. We all love Dirty Laundry, and we especially love the song with that title by Don Henley. On December 25th, 1982, he was up 3 notches to number 4, just 1 away from his peak. Retro Joe counted down the hits, and we're up to the song in 3rd place for Christmas weekend in 1982. Two of the world's biggest stars got together and recorded a song that would be on an album called Thriller. As we all know, that album went on to become the biggest selling record in history, and this was the first single from it. Climbing a step from number 4 to number 3, here's Michael Jackson with Paul McCartney and their classic rivalry, The Girl Is Mine.
Every night she walks right in my dreams. She my.
So good.
The top 10 tunes from one moment in 80s history on the Billboard chart. It's the Weekly Rundown on the Retro Show with Retro Joe. Number 2.
Oh, Mickey! Toni Basil took her one and only top 40 hit all the way to number 1, and on December 25th, 1982, the singer, dancer, and choreographer from Philly was sitting at number 2. Well, once again, we've enjoyed a top 10 with some of the most memorable songs and singers of the decade, and it's time for number 1. And just like our number 2 artist, this duo was also from Philadelphia. After a very successful start in the 1970s, they charted 22 hits in the 1980s alone. 16 of those hits reached the top 10, and the song we're about to hear marked their 5th time at the top. spending a second week way up here, the number one song on December 25th, 1982, was by Daryl Hall and John Oates. This is Maneater. There it is, the number one song for December 25th, 1982, Maneater by Daryl Hall and John Oates. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have sold more than 40 million records, and of course, they rank as the number one duo or group of the 1980s. Well, that's it. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Top 10 series on the Retro Show. What a blast. Next weekend, it continues as we get into Top 5 month, and we feature the hits that peaked at the fantastic number 5. The Retro Show is produced at the Dynamic Studios in Lansing, Michigan. I'm Retro Joe, and until next weekend, we'll look forward to looking back on the Retro Show.